Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we do have a theme. It seems to be we're talking a lot about oil, energy, renewable resources for energy, global warming, but these are the key environmental issues of our time. And of course, they're not just environmental, they're economical in terms of impact and a lot of other things. But we're going to focus on the economic side right now. We're going to be speaking with Michael Hanneman. He is a Berkeley economist, I believe, from UC Berkeley, and he is talking about a letter that 43 top economists recently sent this month to California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, calling for action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The economist titled that letter, very appropriately, "The Most Expensive Thing We Can Do Is Nothing." So thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
What prompted this letter? Because Governor Schwarzenegger, during World Environment Day, surprised a lot of people, a lot of environmentally minded people, by really making some commitments to real progress towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions in California.
You're right. I actually was sitting on the podium right behind him when he said the time for action is now, the debate is over. But he set emission reduction targets for California that day, including reducing California emissions back to their level in 1990 by the year 2020. What's going on this summer in California is a debate in the legislature about legislation which would enact policies to meet that emission target.
So this is obviously, as I mentioned, a big economic issue. Maybe you should just take a moment and explain some of the economic impacts of global warming. Certainly the insurance industry gets it, that many of our listeners, probably our listeners would know, but average Americans may not quite see the connections.
Global warming is going to have different impacts in different parts of the United States. In general, the impacts on the West are going to be very severe. The crucial pathway is affecting water supply, agriculture, forestry, and that in turn will cascade into the rest of the economy.
And is California more vulnerable to climate impacts for any reason?
Yes. California is more vulnerable than most states in the U.S. For a couple of reasons. First of all, our water supply. We have a very fragile balance in California. Two-thirds of the water in California falls north of Sacramento. Two-thirds of the water used in California is used south of Sacramento. In terms of timing, 80% of the precipitation that falls in California falls in the winter between October and March. Three-quarters of all the water used in California is used between April and September. To bridge this gap between when the rain occurs and where it occurs and when it's needed for use and where it's needed for use, we have an extensive system of reservoirs to store water and aqueducts to move water. But in addition to our man-made reservoirs, we rely on the snowpack in the Sierras. The snowpack in the Sierras holds something like 20% of our total storage. With global warming, the snow will melt earlier. It will fall as rain and less as snow. And with a business-as-usual scenario, by the end of the century, the projections are that we might lose as much as 85% or more of the snow in the Sierras. That's a big reduction in our water supply.
One of the quotes from President Bush that I like to repeat often, you know, as a reason that he did not want the U.S. to sign on to Kyoto, it will wreck the economy and cost jobs, I believe was the quote. Well, you look what one storm, Katrina, did to New Orleans' economy and the jobs it cost and the lives it cost. Didn't that pretty much bring the debate to a close, or do you think we still need to keep bringing home the point that we are starting to see the impacts already of severe weather, if nothing else, on cities, on coastal areas, and beyond, as you say?
There's two pieces to that. First of all, the effects of climate change are going to cost jobs, they're going to cost economic growth. But the other part of that that I want to emphasize is the quotation that the president made, that if we take action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, it will wreck the economy, is based on a bogus set of facts that, in fact, do not a real analysis would not support that conclusion.
Expand on that a little bit, because
sure.
I heard that, I just said, wreck the economy. Where does he come from?
This is a little like some of the climate science skeptics who take a single fact and twist it out of context. The Department of Energy did a study in 1998, at the end of the Clinton administration, which looked at various scenarios for the U.S. meeting the Kyoto Treaty. It was a study of the U.S. Economy. It looked at various scenarios, starting with a worst-case scenario in which no policies were implemented to soften the economic blow. And then it looked at a number of economic policies which would reduce the economic cost. What's quoted is always the worst-case scenario. But it's more misleading than just that. The study looked at the cost to the U.S. economy of reducing its emissions to the level in 1990 over just 4 years. It looked at the cost to the U.S. of rolling back emissions between 2005 and 2008. What politicians are discussing now, both nationally and in California, is a much longer time frame. So Governor Schwarzenegger is talking about reaching the 1990 level of emissions, not in 2008, but in 2020. That has a huge effect in lowering the economic cost. One last point. The economic analysis that the president refers to was based on a model which has no allowance for energy conservation, for energy efficiency, like the sort of provisions California has already enacted and is enacting to reduce, raise the efficiency of automobiles, to raise the energy efficiency in buildings. All of these are policies which actually save money. None of those factors enters into the analysis which the White House cites.
Maybe you should write a letter to President Bush and make those points.
Well, I'm focused this summer on California.
Okay.
And those points need to be receive the attention.
Plus, he doesn't
California
do too much. He doesn't do too much reading anyway. Thank you so much, Professor Michael Hanneman, UC Berkeley Professor of Agricultural and Resource Economics and co-author of this very important report and this letter sent to Governor Schwarzenegger this month entitled "The Most Expensive Thing We Can Do Is Nothing." It's an open letter from California economists talking about how early action on climate change will only benefit the economy in California and, of course, other states. Not taking any action is the biggest problem of all. We want to thank you for joining us for this edition of EcoTalk. We'll be back next week with another fresh one for you. And we also want to welcome our newest producer, and that is Will Craven, to the EcoTalk team. For more information about today's show, go to ecotalk.net. In the meantime, have a great green one.